This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be visiting with Holly Buckley. Holly's the co-chair of the Healthcare and Life Sciences Group at McGuire Woods. She spends the vast majority of her time representing private equity funds, investing in all kinds of things in healthcare, whether provider platforms, digital health platforms, across the board, but a lot of work in private equity and healthcare. Holly, we're going to talk today about advice for women leaders. You've built this remarkable career. You're a complete leader. You're sort of born a complete leader, quite frankly, but a complete leader at the law firm and in the private equity practice area. Talk about what advice would you give to women trying to grow great careers in private equity? And any sort of thoughts?
Yeah, no, I have a handful of thoughts on this. And I don't think the thoughts are very dissimilar to advice for women looking to grow a great career in many different, in kind of high intensity specialties. But specifically, the things I was thinking about are, most importantly, is to create a network of like-minded women who want to help elevate other women. And these women don't need to be in the exact same spot as you are, but, and frankly, better if they're not, that they're in surrounding areas. But thinking about private equity and law and PR and finance and similar realms, and there's a whole network of women who are rising up in this space who love to send business to other women, love to use other women as a sounding board and a really integral career network. Through our firm, we have the Women in Private Equity and Finance Initiative, which is about networking and elevation. And there's other similar formal, but also informal networks that are similar. And I think that's just absolutely critical. Next, I would say to find a sector or space that you're really interested in. So private equity is obviously a very big space, as is the law and corporate law. But finding a niche that is somewhere that you want to live and want to spend time. There's a lot of long days. And if there's something, an angle that you can get behind and really enjoy, it makes those long days shorter. So for me, my angle has always really been within healthcare. But within investing, whether it's healthcare or impact investing or otherwise, finding something you're passionate about is just critical. Next, I'm a really big believer on succeeding on your own terms. And even if you're playing in a predominantly men's world, you don't have to be something you're not, and you don't have to play the game according to the norms and standards that have been in place before. And in fact, not doing so is probably even better. And you've got more to bring to the table if you're yourself and you're bringing your own terms and your own playing field, frankly. And so you're bringing your own life experiences, your emotional IQ, your ability to work with people, and your own style. There's just no need to assimilate to the world as it is when you arrive. You can kind of work on making the world a little bit your own. And the final one is more of a tip for more junior folks, probably, but don't be relegated into taking administrative tasks. So many times I'm in a meeting and someone gets designated as a note taker or someone making sure lunch is going to arrive. And the phrase is often used, well, you're just better at it than I am. And it often gets pushed towards women. And I think it's just critically important to find creative and humorous ways to pass those functions along to other colleagues and not be the one that takes them. And again, maybe more for the more junior folks, but it happens all too often, even today, in more senior meetings. Those would be my four tips.
That's fantastic. And Holly, I sort of gleaned five of them out because I think I'll take two out of one of those. But the concepts I heard were build a network, and very often women can be very supportive of other women. Some are, but you build a network and you'll find a lot of like-minded souls, like-minded people. Two is ultimately define a niche that you're going to be in. And you sort of said with that niche, try and make sure that it's something you're passionate about and excited about. The third or fourth one, depending if we count those as two and three, the niche and the passion, is to define yourself, self-structure. You have to contribute and be productive and be a net positive for whatever group you're with, but do it on your own terms, define yourself. And obviously, you know, there's some norms you'll have to work within, but ultimately define yourself, I think, is just absolutely great advice. And the last one, which I absolutely love, is don't be relegated to somebody, you know, treating you like a junior, treating you in a certain way, treating you as a clerical administrative person. It's not that you're not willing to do and pitch in for everything, but it's if you get designated as, oh, that's the woman who gets coffee. This is no way to be. There's no reason a woman should be asked to do that. It's just unless that's her job. But if she's a professional and a lawyer, it's not her job, and she shouldn't be doing it any more than anybody else should be doing, nor taking minutes from the meeting, nor doing this or doing that. Whatever it is, don't get relegated or pigeonholed into like, she does those things. I actually love that. And it's a certain amount of confidence and ego that says, I'm not that person. I'm a professional. I'm a producer here. I do the things that I do, and I do them well, and I contribute, and so forth. I think those are great pieces of advice. Holly, let me talk to you further about, you know, taking the conversation one step further as to what are you most focused on and excited about this year? I mean, where are you focused this year?
I mean, frankly, I'm focused on deal volume and things getting not just back to normal, but going somewhat gangbusters. And so very interested in making sure that we have our teams in the right place, able to take the deals that come and the work that comes in a competent, great way and not keep the loads balanced well, but really excited for just in general, a lot of deals getting done both on the platform side, the sell side, and the add-ons. And frankly, that's just at this point where we're sitting in June 2021, it's a relief and a pleasure that we're getting back to that spot.
Isn't that fantastic? And are there any, let me do this. I think I love this podcast and thoughts about your advice for professional women. And obviously just getting back to where we're at is just fantastic. Let me wrap up here and we'll do a separate podcast on a couple other subjects. But great advice, professional women, and really professionals in total. Build a network, niche-centric, and have a passion for what you're doing. So you got to love what you're doing and spend a lot of time doing it. Define yourself, self-structure, be the person you want to be. And finally, fourth, don't be relegated to administrative clerical tasks. Be doing the job that you're supposed to be doing as a high-level professional. And don't let yourself get pigeonholed to these other things. I just love those pieces of advice. Holly Buckley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.